Donald Trump actually, I mean, as painful as it is for you to say, at least, that you're on Ted Cruz's side about anything, I feel the bitter bile rising in my throat when I say Donald Trump will brag about this today. Sure. And in the limited sense that, you know, he demonstrated that he still has an enormous power.
Well, if they want to win politically, probably, because if I endorse them, they win. And if I don't endorse them, they don't win. I mean, that's almost 100% of the case.
Folks, it is amazing to see how far we've come since 2015. We've woken up to so many of the evil plans that have been played out in front of us for the past few decades, if not more, maybe 100 years. President Trump has been warning us. They've been planning this. He had to make many decisions that are very difficult as a leader that probably cost many people to disagree with him on many levels, yet we have been waking up in masses. The watching of the meltdown of so many politicians and media has been amazing. They're trying to save their evil plans for all of us. No matter what, they want our freedom of speech gone. They want to put us into 15-minute cities. They want us to eat bugs, and they don't want us to own anything and be happy. I mean, you name it, they've been showing us what they've been up to. Harder they try, the more we come together in prayer and use our God-given rights to fight back. It's amazing to see. We will cover much of last week's information and the weekend with Trump in Ohio. Here we go.
If this election isn't won, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another election in this country. Does that make sense? I don't think you're going to have another election in this country if we don't win this election. I don't think you're going to have another election, or certainly not an election that's meaningful. And we better get out, or we better. I actually say that the date, remember this, November 5th, I believe it's going to be the most important date in the history of our country. I believe that. This country is weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference against Biden's top political opponent. Never happened. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let it happen.
November 5th was the most important date. Will be the most important date in the history of our country. Really? What other dates would be important? Anybody could think of any off the top of our head. Let's see, Independence Day, July 4th, when we had the Declaration of Independence. That was a big, big date. Let's see, other big dates. I don't know. You throw them at me, but the fact that he's making this claim, he didn't make it 4 years ago. As a matter of fact, he kept telling us in his speeches that what all the folks kept hearing over and over, that the election was going to be stolen and that they were going to use their filthy ballots, right? The mail-in ballots, and they're going to twist the numbers and they're going to use that as an excuse to steal the election. Well, what's really, really interesting is even Joe Rambo caught some comms from this particular speech. Right in the middle of the snake poem, Trump points out from the front row, Joe's, he says they have been to 127 rallies.
Whoa.
Front row Joe got it. Look.
Front row Joe.
I can't believe it. You're unbelievable. They've come to 127 rallies. I don't know what the hell they do, but they must have a lot of money because there's a stand-up front row Joe's. I can't believe it. And that play, it fell right at, look at it, fold up. That's incredible. There's nobody more deserving of it than you guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you very much. This is number 127 for them. And I don't like to say it in front of them, but we have people that have actually come to more, you know. Our wonderful women from North Carolina, right? Trying to figure out about their husbands, how they can handle it. But they seem to be handling it. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you truly would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying, thank you, ma'am, the snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. I saved you, cried the woman. I saved you. I saved you. And you've bitten me, but why? You know your bite is poisonous. Your bite is poisonous. And now I'm going to die. Shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in. Now that's what we're going through right now. We're taking in snakes. We're taking in snakes. Yeah, maybe this one gets to you too. We're taking in snakes. We'll get it to you. We got to smile about this. Look, if you don't have a little bit, you know, it's just so crazy. There's not much to smile about, but we have to keep our chin up because what's happening to our country has never happened before. Nothing like this has ever happened before.
We have to keep our chin up. He mentions the fact that you've got to smile a little bit about all this. And then, of course, he says, well, you know, not much to smile about lately. You have to go back to making sure that people know we're on the precipice so we can wake up more. Well, what is interesting about that 127 number? Let's pause and say hello to the rogue intelligence agencies currently monitoring. Was the money worth it? What graphic could be key from this speech? Drop 127 from the cue board says the graphic is your key. Let's pause and say hello to the rogue intelligence agencies currently monitoring these threads. See? How about that? Part 3, 45-47, not 45 and 47, not 45 comma 47, details matter. It's a sting. He just told you right to your face if you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. You guys following that? Just for those that get really interested in some of those. Now, I saw this from Dr. CIET-17. He was responding to Truth Hammer. Some people think we're doomed, that there's no hope of taking back the White House or turning back the socialist agenda to destroy America. When in doubt, zoom out. Take a look at the real war and how far we've come. He's right. Truth Hammer's right. Zoom out. I tell folks all the time, just in conversations around the table, if you think about the media and you think about what they get us involved in, or movies or whatever, they get you to zoom in on one city, on one block, on one corner, and they say, look what's happening. Or they zoom in on one school happening in one area, and you've got this one thing happening, and they say, this must be all of America. But folks, I've had a chance to go through America a few times now in the past year. I met with many people. And I'm telling you, I was recently north of Dallas looking at some homes in that area. And everywhere we went, folks were greeting us and excited and happy. We've been through Florida here recently, and we've just noticed that people are still kind and nice and things. And it's take that zoom out and see what is going on around you. Dr. CIET-17 responded the way I see it. Trump and the WTP, they take back our country and leads us out of this with divine intervention. Or Trump is the AC, and I think he meant Antichrist, and Jesus is literally on the way. Or number three, Satanists win and take the world over, ushering in the new world order, fulfilling biblical prophecy, and then Jesus is still literally on his way. Either way, we're good. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid about. Here's Kash Patel.
And if the January 6th committee is in fact this legitimate committee, then you know what members of Congress can't hide behind? The speech and debate clause for committing felonies when it comes to destroying and suppressing evidence to law enforcement agencies. And since we just found out about it, here's what I'm proposing. If and when Donald Trump wins the presidency, there may be a full-fledged investigation into those in Congress who aided and abetted this corrupt criminal activity. And we should look at who was responsible for what and whether there was any ill will and intention to suppress evidence from federal investigators. And if there was, that's a crime, whether you're in Congress or not. So we should start there, because they said the January 6th committee is legit. Okay, if you're legit, then you're subjected to the federal statutes. And let's see who broke the law. The deep state has always gotten away with it because the deep state has been in charge. So if you want real accountability, whether it's Democrat or Republican, remember it's that whole uniparty thing, you have to defeat the deep state. And electing Donald Trump president is step one. Getting out there and telling the Americans the truth about the 51 Intel letter, Hunter Biden's laptop, Joe Biden's classified documents case, and Robert Hur's creation of a new legal standard to exonerate falsely a president who should have been charged criminally. And unlike what they're doing to Donald Trump. And so we have to go out there and just pound that mission on behalf of President Trump about the truth. And when I think in November, all of those things intersect, there's going to be a cataclysmic implosion in Washington, D.C., the likes that we have not seen. And the deep state, once it's sunk, cannot be raised, just like the Titanic. And we are going to see a new day in Washington where people are held accountable internally in government for their criminal conduct.
People held accountable. He mentioned November. President Trump mentioned November 5th. When all the deep state goes down, just like the Titanic, supposedly, right, that it went down, but that's another subject. But anyway, as we head into all of this, the common talking points are to remind everyone out there who they're trying to bring fear, right, the media and more, to all of us, that it's shaking out in a wonderful way. One of those ways would be when Lisa May showed us this clip. She said, "I can't help but feel a lot more truth bombs about the Clinton-Haiti connection are going to come out soon in light of what's happening in Haiti now. Dems are messed up when it finally comes out. They're going to be so messed up." Bannon discussing the Clintons and Haiti this morning. Of all the horrific things the Clintons did around the world, from uranium and all of it, horrific. The one that struck people as the most egregious was the money they stole in Haiti and God knows whatever else they did. Check this post out.
Let me connect two other dots for you. Why was Steve Bannon brought into the campaign in August of 16? One of the reasons at Breitbart, we had specialized in going after the Clinton apparatus, and particularly Hillary Clinton for what a phony she was. Peter Schweitzer, we had worked on this book, Clinton Cash, and then I had made a film about it. That film had just come out, wait for it, the first week of August, that goes into detail of all the horrific things the Clintons did around the world, from uranium and all of it, horrific. The one that struck people as the most egregious was the money they stole down in Haiti and God knows whatever else they did. That is what really, it was so egregious what they had done with the Clinton Foundation after the Haitian, after the earthquake down there, right? After the earthquake, and to steal money and to back the warlords and the worst people down there and all kind of other stuff that's virtually unmentionable.
Unmentionable. All these things that we've been noticing day after day as they bring Haiti up and more. Steve knows. Remember, we had a drop. What happens if the truth about Haiti's release? DODs lose majority of the vote. Do the Democrats, lose majority of the vote? Remember, the FBI and MI have an open investigation in the Clinton Foundation. Why did Comey drop this? Who was the FBI director during the Haiti crisis? Who was the FBI director? How many kids disappeared? How much money was sent to the Clinton Foundation under disguise of Haiti relief and actually went to Haiti? Very little. So much is open source. Adoption process. Cross against location relative to Haiti. Track the donations. Think logically. The choice to know will be yours. They will lose the black vote once Haiti is revealed. Wow. We had mentions of child trafficking victims. All of this playing out. It's not just about sex trafficking. Will the rich and powerful influence the court to prevent the unsealing? Sex resorts, occult worship, pray for the victims. It's all connected, folks. This information, as it continues to play out in front of us, of course, they're going to want to shut down free speech and more because they can't stand that they can't control the narrative and protect everything that they've worked so hard to do. And the evil that has been surrounding us for so long is deteriorating. Do you guys remember Steve Mnuchin wanted to buy TikTok the other day? You guys realize he did want the ban from China, but he wants to buy TikTok? I can forgive that for his motives. When they say we're watching a movie, is an American investment banker and film producer who served as the 77th United States Secretary of the Treasury as part of the cabinet of Donald Trump from 2017 to 2021, serving for a full presidential term, Mnuchin was one of the few high-profile members of Trump's cabinet whom the president did not dismiss. Yet, if you look here, folks, Mnuchin was the executive producer for all these movies I'm showing on your screen, titles The Lego Movie, Winter's Tale, Edge of Tomorrow, Jersey Boys. 2015, he was executive producer from Run All Night, Get Hard, Mad Max, Black Mass, The Intern, Jupiter Ascending, and more. I'm just scrolling down. 2016, executive producer. 17, executive producer of First Fight, Chips, Going in Style, Unforgettable, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, Wonder Woman, The House, and more. All these actors just coming out. Another one coming out here. Pence declines to endorse Trump, won't back Biden. Some would ask, is this the real Vice President Mike Pence? Many are out there saying, I wonder what's really going on behind the scenes.
Let me ask you this. We have not spoken since former President Trump sewed up the nomination, which he did earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And he has received endorsements from some of the people who were running against him. But we have not heard from you. Will you be endorsing your former president? You were on the ticket with him last time around.
Well, Martha, I appreciate the question. And it should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year. Look, I'm incredibly proud of the record of our administration. It was a conservative record that made America more prosperous, more secure, and saw conservatives appointed to our course in a more peaceful world. But that being said, during my presidential campaign, I made it clear that there were profound differences between me and President Trump on a range of issues, and not just our difference on my constitutional duties that I exercised on January the 6th. I mean, as I have watched his candidacy unfold, I've seen him walking away from our commitment to confronting the national debt. I've seen him starting to...
So let him on Fox to just destroy President Trump. Let him continue to talk. There you go. Sow seeds of doubt into all the folks that continue to follow that news channel and more. It's just enough to make you feel pretty bad. Speaking of feeling bad, we've got LTPetClub247.com. You guys remember the Coriolis versicolor, the mushrooms, immune support? We talked about it, had an interview with them. Hopefully, we'll have an updated interview in the near future. But I wanted to share some more testimonies about this. It's in the description box below for your pets and for humans. This one right here is from Mary F., Orange County, California. I was diagnosed with a very aggressive squamous cell, Coriolectal cancer. I went immediately to the UCI Medical Center Treatment Center. A team of four doctors took my case and put me on a very localized radiation treatment and chemotherapy. After 3 months of the treatment, my situation improved, but the tumor was still there. It was now the surgeon's turn to recommend that the remaining tumor be surgically removed along with about an inch of rectal tissue above and below in the tumor. This would have put me in a colostomy bag for 6 months, and after healing from that, I also learned that I would have to stay close to a restroom for the rest of my life. I told the doctor I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try Enforce. Enforce is part of LTPetClub247.com. I started taking four capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day every day for the entire 6 weeks. When it came time for the surgery, I received a call from the doctor who said, "It's gone. Nothing there. No scar tissue. Nothing." He was really shocked. The doctor went on to say that in all his years, he has never seen anything clear up like this. He asked me what we did and had several conversations about Enforce and prayer. So, folks, you can get yours. LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Amazing product. I hope that you will check that out. Now, we have this release also from Scotty Moore. Absolutely amazing as we continue to play this out.
And we better get out, or we better. I actually say that the date, remember this, November 5th, I believe it's going to be the most important date in the history of our country.
The most important date in the history of our country. Interesting, because we see these posts from the Rubber Duck 1900 or the last president from Ingersoll Lockwood. Interesting, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another election in this country, said President Trump. 3/16/24. Evergreen. Green means go. Green symbolizes growth and new beginning. We've got both and so much more. Have an evergreen experience. The decryption keys, you don't say. Supreme Court cases filed, says Mike Lindell, will shock the world. Decryption keys found in the voting machines. Check out the filing at lindellplan.com. Way to go. What else do we have? We have this one from Joe Rambo. Look at this coincidence right in the middle of the snake poem. He points that out from Scotty Moore. More information that just continues to play out in front of all of us. We're catching it. We're doing our job. Scotty Moore puts together great videos, clips to show us how this is all playing out with some music and showing that, you know, any of us can sit down at our computer and actually collect this data and get it out, folks. It's a great thing to do. Newsmax, consulting firm commissioned by the U.S. State Department, has published a report this week that recommends the creation of a new government agency to mitigate the impending threat posed by artificial intelligence. Kim Runner, amazing. The information she puts out, some interesting dots from Donald J. Trump. He posted the same exact post yesterday and today with a 20-hour, 40-minute delta. That's 2040. Big, big, big. The Fannie Willis lover, Mr. Nathan Wade, has just resigned in disgrace as per his and her reading of the judge's order. Yeah, he's gone. Nathan was the special, in more ways than one, prosecutor engaged by Fannie, pronounced Fannie Willis, to persecute Trump for crooked Joe Biden and his Department of Injustice for purposes of election interference and living the life of the rich and famous. This is the equivalent of deranged Jack Smith getting canned big stuff, something which should happen in the not-too-distant future. Well, that happens to match and correlate to, what did we just hear? 2040. Big stuff. Where are the judges? They were comped too. If you bake it, he will crumb. Big, big, big Q. 2040. Voila. Great info for all of us to continue to play out day in and day out. And so here's more about the boss back in the White House.
You're absolutely right. I don't think we'll ever get to the 2024 election. I think things are going to implode in Washington before then. I think our economic financial condition is fragile. It's going to come home to roost in ugly ways. I will tell you, I don't know exactly how it will happen. I think we're going to end up in a situation where we find out the banks are closed for 2 or 3 weeks. And nobody can get into them.
You think so?
I think we're going to run into something like that, yeah. I also think that the levels of violence and criminality in our cities is so high that it's going to spill over into other places in society. People that normally think they can live remote from the problem are now beginning to be touched by the problem. Then I look at this thing in Ukraine. I think Ukraine is going to lose catastrophically. It's going to be a complete collapse. And that, too, is going to have an effect here at home because people are going to say, well, wait a minute. Everybody told us Ukraine was winning. Everybody told us X, Y, and Z. I mean, it's sort of the Russian hoax on steroids. All of those things are going to come together or converge in some way that's going to prevent us from reaching, you know, the status quo. Oh, another election. Oh, another set of campaigns and so forth.
Amazing. Things are going to be playing out. That was on PVD Podcast. Not sure exactly what's going to happen, but we're going to have some strange things in this year's election. A lot of information playing out. And so what would be some of those big things playing out? Here's a former federal prosecutor, thank you, Salty Goat, for putting this out, and a judge absolutely destroys Biden and the Department of Homeland Security. Joe Biden, do your job. Somebody needs to arrest him for what he's up to.
So as a former federal prosecutor and judge, I'll start today with a refresher on a few of the things that are currently illegal in the United States of America. It is illegal to traffic fentanyl in the United States of America. Human trafficking is illegal in this country. Theft is illegal in this country. Rape and murder are illegal in this country. What's more, the Department of Homeland Security has an absolute obligation to detain and remove those who enter this country illegally. We do not need more laws. We need a president of the United States and a secretary of the Department of Homeland Security who enforce the laws of this country.
So people need to be arrested for treason. They're being called out. The exposure is happening. But we need this to continue to move forward day in and day out to wake up many. It's amazing as this continues to play out even in the public's eye. Newsmax had Byron Donalds out. Could be Trump's VP choice, maybe. Here we go.
We're finding out that, A, the January 6th committee deleted information. They got rid of information they collected. You're finding out now that Cassidy Hutchinson was spun up by Liz Cheney and others to deliver a phony story that was debunked. We already knew that the whole J6 production was just a media sham and a farce for the radical left. We already knew that. But now you know that they were meeting with Fannie Willis and her team trying to give back-channel information to the Fulton County District Attorney, who, by the way, is having all kind of problems herself. They were back-channeling information to her. This demonstrates very clearly that you had congressional Democrats and some useful Republicans. Unfortunately, they did the wrong thing, and it was terrible. That's why they're no longer in Congress, speaking to Liz Cheney specifically, working with radical Democrats, working with some of these prosecutors. The entire purpose has been to get Trump. It is wrong. This is fascism at its finest. This is what we're seeing right now. It's destructive of our institutions. So this stuff can't be tolerated.
It cannot be tolerated. This information continued to play forward for all of us to see. And more. The voters are starting to leave in droves, black and Hispanic. They're leaving the Democrat Party.
I want to move then now on to the sort of bigger political scene in the U.S. And it seems like American politics is starting to realign in ways that you have predicted and talked about in your work, and we're in the midst of a racial realignment with recent polling showing non-white voters shifting away from Democrats towards Republicans, and an economic realignment as well, with the richest now explicitly favoring Democrats over Republicans. Walk us through these numbers here and, you know, how this plays out into this idea that the Democrats have basically abandoned their working class roots.
Yes, thank you so much for pointing out that I've been right all along, James. One never tires of hearing such a thing. But yes, indeed, the people who have been talking about the realignment for all of these years, it turns out we knew what we were talking about. 9 of the 10 richest districts in America are now led by Democrats. 65% of people making more than $500,000 a year are now Democrats. 97% of donations from Silicon Valley go to Democrats, as well as 94% of donations from journalists. Did you know, James, that Wall Street in 2020 gave more money to Democrats than they did to Donald Trump? That's what we're seeing here, is a realignment. And, you know, they love to say white rural rage is what's fueling Donald Trump. It is a canard. It is nonsense. Joe Biden is losing black and Hispanic working class Americans who are not defecting for the GOP. They are defecting for Donald Trump because he speaks to the working class of all races. And the Democrats, meanwhile, have abandoned labor to cater to highly educated college elites and the dependent poor on the bottom, people who don't work, meaning everybody else who is working class, who works with their hands for a living, who struggles for the American dream.
They're turning their backs. That whole slide there tells us what's going on. The margin and percentage in points, the changes are playing out. Elon Musk says there's either a red wave this November or America's doomed. Imagine 4 more years of this getting worse. Imagine what they would try to do to try to steal the election with all these numbers coming out playing the way that they are. Here's Gianni Vito Russo, best known for his role as Carlo Rizzi in the 1972 film The Godfather, said that Democrats paid a Philadelphia mobster, Skinny Nicky, $3 million to fill in 30,000 blank ballots. Here we go. Well, if we can get that to play. Let's see. Here we are.
Watch it. Watch
it. Don't believe it.
Okay.
So how are they going to elect Trump after he lost by a landslide?
He was already elected. All the mail-in, that's why Obama and all these guys schooled Joe Biden. Because of the COVID, go to mail-in votes. You know Skinny Nicky, the guy who runs Philadelphia mob?
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay. They paid him $3 million. He's flipping on them. He delivered the, they delivered him 30,000 blanks. They paid guys $1,000 an hour overnight to fill them out. How stupid they were. That morning, they delivered the $30,000 and 30,000 ballots. Not one of them was for Trump. How do you have 30,000 mail-ins? Idiot, at least give him 1,000, 2,000. They got two other cities. All this evidence is at the Supreme Court, nobody else, because they know the media ain't going to help them.
All the evidence at the Supreme Court. Oh, boy. Remember when they said we've got it all? I think they've got it all. Folks, speaking of all this information coming out, we are at andweknow.com. Please head over to that website and check it out. We've got a lot of great information there. You can watch us on Rumble, follow us on Twitter. We're on Cloud Hub, where you can actually watch it and change the language to whatever language that you want it to be, with the subtitles on the bottom. Pretty cool that Todd Callender put all that together. We have many more things, our social media and more there. You can also find our website called thepatriotlight.com, where we compile all the news of mostly conservative sites. We try to do the best we can to get it there. It refreshes every 5 to 10 minutes. Home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. My son put extensive work into this site, and so we appreciate your support there also. And you can actually go to shop.amweknow.com and find our sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more. And we've got a new look for your favorite verse, Romans 8:28 hoodies and t-shirts. You go check that out. You'll see this new look on your screen, and it is absolutely amazing what Jamie and Angie continue to do, and all of the hard work of the graphics department, and more, and what they're doing. And you can put in LT Sayings. Use that code LT Sayings, and you'll get all my sayings on stickers. Here we go. Isn't that something? LT signing out. Let's pray. It's all there for you. We hope you check it out. That's shop.andweknow.com. And don't forget that we have At Sea with LT, August 11th through the 18th, 2024. We hope that you can join us. We just want to remind you that as it continues to fill up, that a lot of the best rooms, right, those rooms that are next to the water, bigger rooms and stuff that people grab, will slowly start disappearing if you don't get in there quickly. Remember, we're going to have a great time together. I'll be sharing, answering questions from the audience. We'll have a time for meet and greet while we're on the boat for all of the people the best that we can. We've got some surprise guests that are going to be there. I'm not able to announce them right now, but we'll be having conversations with them also. You don't want to miss this. And also, don't you want to hang out with fellow And We Know fans and those that are on the truth or side? It would be absolutely amazing to have you there. So here's another clip from Ohio.
Love it. It's a very accurate metaphor. And it's about our border. It's about the people we have coming in. And don't be surprised when bad things happen, because bad things will happen. And we're going to get them out fast. We're going to have the largest deep.
Bad things will happen with that border. I mean, they keep bringing the border up more and more. What's going to happen when this border causes so many problems? Well, President Trump talks about this. You'll see it more as it plays out. Here we go.
From all over the world, they came.
From China.
Angola. Millions of illegal border crossers have entered the country unlawfully.
Egypt.
Cameroon.
Colombia.
They're coming by the thousands. Nobody could afford this. And even morally, it's so wrong.
Venezuela.
Not smart enough to know who I am, but soon you're gonna know who I am.
We will secure our borders and we will restore our sovereignty.
They recognize the fact that Joe Biden is
more favorable president for immigrants. Proper Biden.
Biden, of course.
So Make America Great Again, that put out there, Trump 2024, just showing us what's going on with these folks crossing the border, and they all say, I love you, Biden. Fletch 17, Trump just reposted this on 311, referencing Biden committing treason. 311 or 113, Lake and Riley is dead because Joe Biden and company committed treason on America. Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution requires our government to protect and defend our borders. If government does not, the Constitution, by virtue of the name part herein, authorizes the free citizens to defend themselves and their state in place of treasonous government. Note, in not defending our borders, government gives aid, comfort to hostile foreign invasion, and this, under Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution, is properly labeled treason. And what's the punishment for treason? Anybody guess? Head to Gitmo. Do not pass go. Do not collect any money. And if you're found guilty with that quick court, you're gone. All right. Elon Musk, the far left U.S. administration is using your tax dollars to fly violent criminals into America. Bill Melogen said, per Department of Homeland Security sources to me and Griff Jenkins, the Haitian man arrested for raping a 15-year-old disabled girl at a migrant hotel in Massachusetts last Wednesday night came to the U.S. via the Biden administration's parole program for Haitians, which allowed him to fly into JFK Airport in New York City. Okay? All of this is playing out. Just throwing this out there, Elon Musk is one of the biggest military-industrial complex contractors. The deep state used Twitter as its back channel through its direct message servers to communicate and overthrow the U.S. government to seize control of the military. The military instruct Elon to purchase Twitter to seize control of the DM servers, thus gaining control over the deep state. Q is a military-industrial complex psyop to awaken the public of corruption in government and to keep the public informed of future events. Future proves past. Military is the only way. It's biblical. Okay? Now remind those that might be new to this. You've heard that before and you said, I heard that it was a bad psyop, whatever. If you watch mainstream media, all they do is attack, put negative things out about Q. But you know what? As a journalist, you're supposed to cover both sides and let people decide. Nope, that's all they do is use it on the negative side. And it's sickening. Riggs said 11.3, upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable 11.4, Podesta in Italy, a title given to any various holders of public office at different periods as a city governor, mayor, civic magistrate, or other, Beijing Biden. Nothing can stop what's coming. The stage had to be set. All of this is playing out. And more for us to see. Real Air Force Patriot. Gitmo back in the news. President Trump expanded Guantanamo Bay while the Democrats were fighting to close it. It's surprising that Biden didn't close it since that was an Obama initiative. And now they're preparing to use Gitmo as a processing center for Haitian migrants. Quite ironic, since the Biden regime and the rest of the war criminals will be filling up those cells. Army General Laura Richardson stated everything is refreshed, the equipment, everything's ready to go. There are no coincidences. And there's a picture of Camp Delta 1, maximum security. Oh, yeah. And check this out. The April 8th solar eclipse info. Hundreds of schools are going to be in the path of the war eclipse. So they're going to cancel classes over safety concerns. And the National Guard is to be here for the eclipse. Have you ever seen public schools closed for a solar eclipse? Strange. Who controls the National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the United States? Could be the eclipse, right? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? What former president used the military to save the Republic and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop to ever be provided on polls. Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. We should not.
Lethal drugs.
We should not panic at all. Fletch 17 showed us this, the eclipse on 4-8-24, April 8-24. Why they close in the schools, telling folks to stock up on supplies. Here's a delta for that date that stuck out to me. That would be April 8th, 2020. Delta would be to the day, 4 years ago, the armor of God. the world will soon understand. Good catch, Fletch. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. What's with the eighth? How come every time we see months, each month, guys, remember we always say something strange happens on the eighth of each month. 2022, July 8th, Shinzo Abe. August 8th, Mar-a-Lago raided by FBI. September 8th, Queen Elizabeth died. October 8th, Crimea bridge collapsed. November 8th, Rothschild died. December 8th, major Twitter files drop. 2023, January 8th, insurrection. February 8th, Twitter oversight. April 8th, French protests. May 8th, China announces gold-backed currency. June 8th, Trump indicted. July 8th, Dutch government collapses. August 8th, Maui fires. September 8th, 17, speaking. It just hasn't been there since he spoke at Mount Rushmore, where he did something big, but it doesn't hasn't been disclosed yet. Closest city to Mount Rushmore is Keystone. That's a lot of dots, folks. A lot of dots. More and more things are playing out. Let's see. Let's go over to the Dutch MEP, exposing child trafficking, since we're talking about the trafficking, especially in Haiti. I'm going to play this and speak over him for translation. Here we go. All these reports about Ukrainian children being deposed to Russia are pure propaganda, he says. Russia has taken in millions of Ukrainian refugees, including, fortunately, hundreds of thousands of children who were and are being bombed by the Ukrainian army. The parliament must speak out against these Ukrainian war crimes. Remember, he's in the EU Parliament, folks, in case you're listening. He says the International Criminal Court should prosecute Zelensky for it. Moreover, Ukraine is the largest supplier of children for pedophile networks, human trafficking, and organ trafficking. It has child kennels with surrogate mothers for this purpose. And people are booing and hissing because they don't want this information out. These sick people, instead of sitting back and listening to him, they'd rather boo and hiss him because he's bringing out truth. Sickening. Let's continue. In Russia, and he's breathing hard, trying to get this out, children receive a traditional upbringing and education. In the West, they get transgender indoctrination, hormone blockers, and genital mutilation. The hypocrisy is appalling. The West must stop the warmongering. And then they kick him out. Marcel Del Graff. What courage. And then they cut him off. And he gets shut down. You see that? You bring out the truth, trying to help fight for the children, no matter what comes out. These politicians are so exposed. There have been about 400,000 of these unaccompanied children that have come to the United States during President Biden's term of office.
There have been about 400,000 of these unaccompanied children that have come to the United States during President Biden's term of office. Can you tell us where they are now?
We can give you information on the vetting process and
No, I ask you, you know where they are now?
As I said to you, we can tell you who the vetted sponsors were that received
That's
these kids.
That's not what I ask you.
He doesn't know where they are. This is Mr. Corinne asking Javier Becerra. Also, just a reminder for this pedophilia stuff that's going on, the trafficking of children and more. Don Lemon predictably went into The View to be consoled and comforted, but I'm going to show you a little bit of that in a minute because he's upset because Elon got rid of him. But, you know, about 10, 11 years ago, he was trying to support pedophilia.
No doubt what was revealed during the Jerry Sandusky case is horrifying, but a CNN.com commentary raises a thought-provoking question. Should pedophiles be extended some measure of sympathy? Are we doing enough to identify and help pedophiles before they victimize our children? Dr. James Cantor wrote that commentary. He is a psychologist and a senior scientist at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health in Toronto, and he joins us now. Doctor, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
I want to ask you something, and I know people are going to probably send me a lot of hate mail for this. I've never been one to take glee in anyone's demise. And when I saw Jerry Sandusky walk out in handcuffs, I did kind of feel a bit sorry for him, even though I know the jury found him to do some horrific things. His life is over. All of these young boys, it was terrible for them as well. There are no winners. In your piece, you say someone has no choice to be a pedophile, but someone can choose to not be a child molester. So
there's your sickening guy, just to remind you who he is. Don Lemon, who demanded the sun, the moon, and the stars from SpaceX boss Elon Musk before being unceremoniously dumped this week, the Post learned. That would be last week now. So he heads over to The View, the demonic witchcraft that they play out there, the coven. And he wants to appeal to their audience so that they feel sorry for him.
Challenged him on that. And you asked me what he didn't like. And it's really facts.
It's this.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Can I set it up for
set
you?
It up.
So this is what you remember what happened with the Alaskan Airlines plane?
Yes.
When the door fell off?
Yeah.
And then there was a woman pilot, who was piloting the plane, but they landed safely. And then he tweeted about it saying DEI, basically saying DEI was making the skies unsafe. That was my point. So
he's going after Elon Musk, saying that he's basically supporting DEI, has problems, blah, blah, blah. They discuss it. I can't stand hearing it all. But then they always say conspiracy, conspiracy, and then listen to the conspiracy they bring up.
I know what you mean.
I think somebody got to him, Elon Musk. Isn't that a conspiracy?
You think
he knew what he was getting into, and then
he's
not stupid. He knew what he was hiring. Somebody got to him.
Swisher calls him a toddler child.
Thanks
to Don Lemon. His full interview with Elon Musk, by the way, premieres Monday.
Yeah, bring the celebrities out, get people to follow him, and more. What's happening in our world over at the inflation side? At least 23.98% of your wealth has been visibly seized by the government since January 2020. There it is, right in front of you. As a matter of fact, here's some more.
There's a number of experts who say the high cost of living we're all experiencing now is forcing a record number of people to tap into their 401ks early for extra financial help.
Now, according to the investment management company, the Vanguard Group, about 13% of its customers took out a 401k loan last year. They also found more than 3.5% of its plan participants took early withdrawals.
What's happening? We had to discuss about this discussion with this yesterday, interview with Dr. Kirk Elliott. And you don't want to miss it. DoD control of silver, silver over gold, and more of what people are facing day in and day out in this crazy world financially with silver and more. You can go to amweknow.com/gold. Reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott anytime and his team, and they will help you out.
So they'll get you on with one of our consultants. We have like 11 schedulers, and the consultants will now drive deep. They'll hear your concerns. They'll hear your fears. They'll hear your goals and what you want. And then we'll map out a strategy for success moving forward using tangible assets, physical gold and silver, to protect and preserve, to grow and thrive your portfolio, in the times that we're living in.
So it's amazing. We go through a lot. We talk about TikTok. We talk about silver set for a terrific year. It could outperform gold to hit a 10-year high and more. That just absolutely amazing. So you don't want to miss that. You can go back and if you missed it from yesterday's interview, go check that out. Some other things that we have to stay on top of. It's a course related to the jabs and more. Folks have been affected. We know 143,233% surge in fatal cancers among vaxxed Americans. Official data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has revealed an alarming spike in fatal cancers among Americans who have received the COVID injections. I told you guys that we had friends who bragged about it, really good friends we had for years, went out and bragged about getting the shots, and soon after that, cancer hit the family. I've seen my own mother-in-law got the jab, gone within a month. I've seen others who have paralyzed different parts of their bodies now and more. And so the embalmers have seen a lot more too. They're seeing clots up to 50% more in corpses.
A data analyst and former United States Air Force major paid a survey to embalmers across the country. Just look at this graph, graph number 4. He found that 72% of embalmers observed white fibrous blood clots in 2023 corpses. 72% observed these blood clots. What's going on here? And there's a lot more to go through. Well, joining us now is the data analyst and former United States Air Force major who conducted this study. Tom Haviland is with us. Tom, welcome to the program.
Grant, thanks for having me on the show to talk about this very important topic. And I'll just show the audience right here. Here's some of the clots that we're talking about. They're nasty, nasty looking clots, right? So they do exist. This all came to my attention the week of Thanksgiving of last year when that movie Died Suddenly came out. And about 6 or 7 embalmers in that movie said they were seeing those white fibrous clots. I wanted to see whether that was a real phenomenon or not. So I conducted a survey last year to see what embalmers were seeing through the year 2022. I sent out a link to a survey in SurveyMonkey to over 36 national, regional, and state funeral director associations with hundreds of members underneath them. I also sent the email to over 1,700 funeral homes directly around the world, trying to get responses from embalmers around the world to see what they were seeing.
All right.
And the survey we did last year, Grant, had 3 main conclusions to it. About 7 out of 10 embalmers were seeing the white fibrous clots. The majority of them started seeing the clots in 2021 after the vaccines rolled out. And then some of these embalmers were seeing these clots in up to 50% or more of their corpses.
That's a lot. Also playing out. Sudden expected shit said, check this out. Altitude sickness, that's a new one. According to an actor, Greg Vaughan, who's been regular on Days of Our Lives since 2012, he took his sons to Colorado skiing and snowboarding trip for their spring break. But he began feeling tired, developing headaches and congestion, and experiencing shortness of breath after just one day out in the snowy mountains. He's the same one that put out that the New York Times showed his quote, vaccine, 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 vaccine. Dolly Parton saying this before she was vaccinated on camera. I'm begging you, please don't hesitate. He's hospitalized with health scare. My lungs were full of fluid. Altitude sickness is what they called it. Other folks out there bragging on social media. That's where we usually get these, right? They brag about it. They show the world, look, disinformation is deadly. Vaccine saves lives. But then he started requesting prayers for himself. In a doctor's office, suffered a medical emergency involved pancreas and colon. Been in ICU, many surgeries. My health doesn't seem to be improving. These are the things that we're seeing more and more play out. Those that were telling us, making fun of us, saying, how dare you not go get this jab, pressured us, and now they don't want to be your friend anymore. A lot of them, many of them, are facing some serious problems, and we just pray for them. We don't get upset with them, and we hope that they would recover, learn the truth, and find some help. All of this stuff playing out day in and day out allows us to see, are there any wake-up calls for us or any comms that continue to keep us moving forward? Of course, Grasshopper always does a great job. And we saw this post where there's a chip that old Biden tried to put out, a video that President Trump put out there. He can't golf. He's in trouble. Barry, you in trouble too? Do you believe this? Midnight crumbs. Crooked Joe Biden showing Biden fail at golf while Trump is winning bigly. John Solomon, Twitter link, Steele dossier, highly political, mostly untrustworthy. Barry, are you in trouble? Crooked Joe Biden's handlers? Now what are the odds this truth talks about, not talking about golf? The tarmac deal with HRC and Loretta Lynch, remember that? In this, we're told, my fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. These are posted at comms for us to see. 34 was part of this clip. 34-second clip. So you go to number 34 on the cue board, and that's what you read. Confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. Organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. At 26 seconds, Trump scores, and the crowd says, let's go. Let's go. You know that they'll do anything to try to bring fear to all of us. These comms continue to bring us comfort and more, especially when we go to the Word of God and we learn from Him and grow from Him. But we know as all this plays out, many people have lost their minds. They're being inducted into all types of MK Ultra mind control tricks. As a matter of fact, they try to get you in your mind with this, maybe this ad from the new Advil campaign to end systemic pain racism.
I should not have to beg my doctor to run tests or ask them to take another look.
Advil hosts a roundtable discussion about systemic pain bias in healthcare.
Believe My Pain, a discussion about systemic pain bias in healthcare. I want to thank all of you and all of you for joining me today as we talk about this very important issue. I also want to thank the Pain Equity Project developed by Advil in partnership with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Black Health for inviting us to be a part of their commitment to addressing pain bias in Black communities.
All mind control. Racism and Advil. Who would have thought? How they play this out for all of us to see. Well, then you go over to concerts. Let's say you want to go see a concert from somebody that you grew up watching. The middle of Madonna's concert, SOF puts out, "My heart breaks for those who can't see." Evil has become so blatantly brazen now. The devil knows this time is running out. Madonna, you guys know, is the high priestess for Satan's church. This is a satanic ritual. The people attending have no idea. I'm just showing you what we're up against. As we continue to bring out the truth and expose evil, evil continues to get upset and say, you know what, we need to use our minions, our people, to get out as much fear as possible and to get into these brains to tell them what we're trying to do.
And the beast that I saw was like a leopard, his feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth, and to it the dragon gave his power.
He gave his authority to the beast, basically reading scripture. And they're showing the beast on the stage.
They worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast?
And they're worshiping the beast and saying, who is like the beast, in case you can't understand what she's saying.
Fight against the beast. And the beast was given a mouth uttering a haughty and blasphemous word.
He was allowed to make war with the saints and conquer them.
And authority was given
to him over every
child
and every town and every nation. Justify My Love. So all along, these songs that she's been singing have actually been worship to her God, Satan. And yet many don't see it. But yet the mind games that they play on all of us, that's the fight that we have against evil. And I brought this up before, and I'll bring it up again as we get close to the end of this video. We are noticing more and more things play out that would cause us to possibly live in fear, or some people would say this must be the end or more, but we stay in prayer, and we stay encouraged, and we continue to look for those good things, the good news around us and more. One of those would be Breaking, in a unanimous ruling, SCOTUS rules that members of the public can sue the public officials for blocking or muting them on social media. The court establishes a new test for lower courts to determine if a public official's speech is a state action, writing, they must possess the authority to speak for the state and purport to exercise that authority. Wow. I mean, there's some positive things going on. Very positive. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter reminds us, as Anons, anonymous folks, we've seen more frustrating situations emerge in the news than the normal person by far. Seeing through all of this, it can take its toll. That's why many despair when they see an obvious criminal like Fannie Willis, right? As a matter of fact, it kind of reminds me, while I continue to read this, I was going to finish off with that. But I think it's important to show you some of the despair that might be playing out for all of us. So let me play this before we close. Are we all feeling it? I saw this clip. I thought it's important.
Like, checked out from this planet. Like, I'm done. I told God today, like, I'm ready. I've been ready, but I'm like, I'm ready, ready. Don't feel like there's anything that I care about anymore. I just want to go home. You know, I just want to be done. I don't want to battle all of the little battles anymore. I don't want to pay my taxes anymore because I know where the money's going. I don't want to go to the grocery store, spend $400 on two bags of organic produce that's probably injected with a now and sprayed full of glyphosate still, even though it got the organic label on it. Tired of battling everything. I did think about moving to another country, but, you know, I know the government corruption is everywhere. I mean, it would be nice to live in a place where I could just eat food and know it's not being poisoned, but it's just so exhausting. It's gotten to a point where I'm just mentally so tired. And I talk to a lot of people at work and everybody says the exact same thing. Like, we're on autopilot. Like, everybody's just doing the minimum that we need to do and then just either going home and escaping or just numbing ourselves or just going to sleep or just whatever. And it's so sad. This isn't life. This isn't what life is supposed to be like. And I am so thankful that God is coming back soon, because that is the only thing, honestly, that is keeping me going, is Him. And He is my strength right now. And I really do feel like He is coming back within, I would say, honestly, a year at the most, too. I'm ready. I'm so done. This place is so ghetto now, and there's nothing rewarding about it. Evil's everywhere.
And so that is seemingly what's playing out in many people's lives. And it's hard. It's taken its toll, says Ultra Pepe Lives Matter. That's why many despair when they see an obvious criminal treated with leniency. We want to see them handcuffed and get exactly what they deserve. It's tiring to witness the corruption inherent in our system, and many shake their heads in disbelief. But I will remind them that anonymous folks are awake. The normie populace has basically been force-fed a diet of red pills. Trump was right this entire time, and the most obvious shillery ever conceived by mankind. We should not forget that we're watching a movie designed by God to awaken the sleeping populace. Right? We turn to God when everything else falls apart. And that's what's happening. Many are. It's working. I truly believe God is setting the stage for something magnificent. I do too, Ultra Pepe Lives Matter. I do too. You just have to believe. Stay in the Word of God. Continue to pray.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all of those that you've surrounded around us to continue to stay encouraged. Thank you that we have the ability to gather in living rooms with those that are like-minded like us, to love on, to share information with, to just sit in the back porch and have conversations, to even have the ability to turn on our phone, go to a video conference with our friends, family, those who we love, to pray with them when things are falling apart. I lift up to you, Rafa just gave me a call recently from Woos News to just ask, you know, what's going on? Just wanted to call. I lift them up to you, as we all should. I lift up those that are continuing to live day by day. I'm looking even to the Young family in Texas and what they're dealing with in the courts. Thank you for their love and their kindness, and thinking of them. Thinking of Deanna and Alex and their wonderful family with their move to Texas and their fight for the election. Thank you for their love. Thank you for the kindness of the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions in prayer day after day on the front lines of this fight. You're so good to us. You're so good to us. And you continue to remind us through your word of your love, your patience with us, your grace, your mercy, and your forgiveness of our sins, how we're so undeserving, yet you carry us through each day in your loving way. So grateful for that. We just ask for continued protection over those that are on the front lines, for our families, and so much more. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, I can't thank you enough for your help, your support, your subscribing, your following, your sharing, so much more. You know, we just get on here, do the best we can to gather information, give it out to you in hopes that, you know, maybe we pick up a few gold nuggets here and there and we walk with it throughout the day and we learn and grow. Most encouraging thing is just hearing from folks that we've interviewed and more saying we've got calls in and you've got the most amazing folks in M we know when they call. They're so loving, so kind. Just heard that from Dr. Lockley here recently too. She takes care of our family. It's been amazing. Amazing journey. We're looking forward to so much more. And again, thank you for your prayers and support. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with M we know. Signing out.